Both Annette and Lucy Brown were very active in conservation efforts throughout their life. Let's travel back in time and listen to Annette's tale of their efforts to try to preserve an old-growth forest in eastern Kentucky, as the tale is described to world-renowned entomologist Dr. Charles Cavell, Jr., back in 1972.
I did look at your sister's book in our library, and there was a picture of you in there standing next to one of the big trees.
That was in Ben Fork.
Yeah.
That lily woods, my sister said, was apparently the nearest thing to that Ben Fork, but not as good. That Lynn Fork Woods, as the people from the National Park Service said, the finest piece of forest, of deciduous forest in North America. There was nothing in this, there's nothing in the Smokies that approached that.
And this is the one where they came in and built the railroad.
They ran a railroad in and cut this big tree down just for spite. The lumber company simply wouldn't deal with it. First we knew about it, well, they started putting the road in, and there was a representative of the National Park Service for a while here in Cincinnati, and he called my sister and said, did you know they were putting a railroad up there? They just went up and they said that the thing, when it came down, that big tree, they could hear this crash for 20 miles away.
What was it, a white oak?
A tulip tree.
A tulip poplar. Did anybody check the rings to see how old it was?
No.
It became lumber before anybody.
It was no good for lumber because it just all splintered to pieces.
Oh, really? The trunk splintered when it fell?
The whole thing was.
Wow.
Must have been awfully old tree, you see. But it was 23 feet around.
You wonder if it might have lasted too much longer, though.
It looked perfectly healthy. Well, then they went down, they lumbered the whole place, you see. Those big trees are standing inside there. The whole forest was like that.